Looking for your goal song suggestions for Team Canada. They scored their first goal last night in a pre-tournament game. Courage, Tragically Hip, the goal song. And hey, if you say that's a good one, it's fine, great. Let us know. Or maybe you have a different suggestion. I believe the goal song needs to be a Canadian act.
Avenged Sevenfold is not a Canadian act, but no, that would be a very good rockin' goal song.
Yes.
Hail! Hail!
I think it needs to be a Canadian one for Team Canada. Jamie and Locker with you here Zone.
We'll do a Canadian one next, okay?
Okay.
Because we've had, yes, because we've had about six texts with this one, which I found interesting. It's the only one that we've had multiple texts for.
All right. We'll see what that one looks like. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Well, Locker, I've been joking about it this week. You've been telling me to shut my trap and leave, so tomorrow I will. you can handle the last couple of shows going into Christmas.
I got it.
I got
you covered.
The Edmonton Oilers. Are they back, Locker? Are you declaring the Edmonton Oilers?
No.
What?
Yeah.
They are so back.
I think
with the 34 points, McDavid and Draisaitl have been scoring.
Games.
Hyman's back in the lineup.
Yeah. He's firing. They still need some
help. They got
help.
Rid of Skinner, the thing you've been ranting about for weeks. They did that and got brought in Jarry.
Let's clarify. I wanted a goalie change, not because I hated Skinner. And then they brought in a almost identical goaltender that handles the puck better.
Better he handle it than Evan Bouchard.
That's fair. Although Bouch is one of the highest scoring defensemen in the NHL now.
Well, yeah, because he's on a power play with McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yeah. Actually, you could probably put me on there and I'd get 10 goals.
Oh, careful.
So here's my issue with the team right now. I still think they need to shore up the bottom six on the offense needs to get a little bit better, right? And I think the bottom four on the defense needs to get a little bit better as well. And I don't like the fact that Wallman is out. I wish he was back. I think Wallman is a very interesting piece. But yeah, I'd like to see them get. I don't want to be that guy. I would. They need an upgrade on Pickard, and they need another. They need some more meat on the back end, and then I think they'll be there and they'll be ready to go. Right now, they are a good regular season team with two superstars on it, and they need to be a little bit tougher going into the playoffs because you're going to be taking on teams like Dallas, Colorado. I don't think the Panthers are going to make it this year, although they've been on a bit of a tear lately. And if the Panthers squeak into the playoffs again, then you're playing bully hockey. And I don't know if this is a team that can go the distance on bully hockey.
I think they're back.
All right.
I look at this team.
They're back for the regular season, and they've started to gel a little bit more as a group because there was a lot of new faces.
You have two of the best players on the planet, if not the two best players on the planet, on the same team who are humming. And this is the script we have seen over the last 3 years. Slow start.
They haven't won a cup with those two guys yet.
They've been three wins away over 2 years. Three wins away. Two wins last year. Three wins the year before. They were that close. They have been to two straight Stanley Cup finals. You're watching this team start to roll again and feel it and gain that momentum. They are back. They're going to win the division.
I like Savoy.
They haven't won a division in 40 years. They are going to win this division this year. They are going to be the one seed and take on a wild card. And away, I believe they're back. Locker says no. 1-877-332-8255.
I think they can catch. That's where I think you might be right. I think they can win a division. I'm talking playoffs. So maybe they're back right now. They're going to get past the Ducks. They're going to get past the Kings. I don't know if they'll... Vegas will give them a run for that top spot in the Pacific. Look how tight that division is, too.
Yeah, that's...
So you got Vancouver in dead last in the NHL, and they're
13
points back, so they're kind of out of it. Calgary and Seattle are kind of out of it with 12 points back. But then you got San Jose at 37, Los Angeles at 37, Edmonton's at 38, and the Ducks and Vegas are at 42. I think the Ducks will start to show their true colors here. Although, you know what, I was saying that about the Mammoth and, you know, the Flyers and a couple of other teams. Boston, I think, are playing, you know, better hockey than everybody anticipated, and they might come back down to reality. But what do you think about tonight? Boston. They're in Boston. Boston's
well, I'm not gonna make a guaranteed Oiler win, but
man, that geeky.
He I kinda is, want to just as
you just want to see my face melt.
It's gonna be a great matchup though.
You look at the teams. You look at the teams that are gonna go the distance this year. And you're and then let's have a conversation about the Oilers. You got Colorado, you got Dallas, you got Carolina, you got
Minnesota Wild.
Minnesota Wild now. You got teams built for the playoffs. And that's what I'm worried about. It, you know, the parity
out of the West, I only see five teams out of the West that have a shot to make the Stanley Cup final. The Colorado, Avs, the Stars, the Wild, the Golden Knights, and the Oilers. Okay. That's it. Those are the only teams that have a shot to make the Stanley Cup final. Over in the East, I think that is wide open. Wide open.
Detroit's good. Tampa Bay's good. Boston's good. Florida's making...
It's because they're good.
Carolina.
I don't see one juggernaut. I see five potential juggernauts in the West. I don't see it in the East.
Philly.
Carolina Hurricanes are starting to charge up the standings on a five-game win streak. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. What do you think? Are the Oilers back?
Are they back?
Ready for a run to the Stanley Cup final yet again out of the West? 1-877-332-8255. But there is sad news to pass along this afternoon in the sports world as it has now been confirmed from NASCAR. A fiery plane crash in North Carolina has claimed the life of former NASCAR race driver Greg Biffle and his family, wife and two children, aged 14 and 7. So Greg Biffle, who is a pilot, the plane was registered to his name. And Greg Biffle, one of the great drivers, he was voted one of the top 75 in NASCAR history. But Hurricane Helene, a few years ago, left people trapped in the mountains. And Greg Biffle, also helicopter pilot, flew that helicopter for days, rescuing dozens of people. A humanitarian, one of the best NASCAR drivers ever. At the age of 55, he and his family were the victims in that plane crash in North Carolina earlier today. This is the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
We've got this suggestion a lot for the goal song.
Wayne sent that one in. Darby sent that one in. And I was trying to keep track of all of the requests for that one. I think we had a couple more for that one as well. Yeah.
We're looking for a goal song for Hockey Canada World Junior Team.
That's a good fit. I like that one, BTO.
I don't mind that. I still like the Danko Jones one, but that one is a lot more recognizable, of course.
Yeah.
For a goal song. Last night they played Courage.
Kathy sent that one in as well. There you go.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. What do you think on the goal song? Meanwhile, text in, are the Oilers back? It is a question we're asking you. A text in here from Randy. Fellas, Jari moves better than Skinner, and yes, he is used to playing with good players, good trade. As for defense, Regula needs to go back to the minors.
I don't hate Regula. Emerson and Regula, that pairing's a little, they don't get a lot of minutes, but they get thrown out there. They got a younger D pairing. They need Wallman back. They definitely need Wallman back. Right.
Well, that would be a huge boost. As for the forwards, bottom six has to get better. If Lazar's only going to play 3 or 4 minutes again, buy out his contract, replace him with Hudson. Frederick only played 6 to 7 minutes again. I'm thinking he needs to see at least 12 to 14 on the third line. A couple of trades for bottom six forwards. As for Picard, they would need to find somebody better than Jari to replace Picard. Unfortunately, the Oilers have too many bad contracts to get any.
Well, that's just it, right? Like, they've got, they're top heavy, like a lot of teams are. And I think that's part of the reason why Quinn ended up in Minnesota.
You know what the bad contracts he is discussing are, right?
Yeah, he's talking about Nurse, Bouchard. Yeah. But again, you're paying that kind of money for your top four D. You're paying 15 to Draisaitl. You're paying 12 to McDavid. You're a top heavy team. And, you know, and that's why I think New Jersey balked a little bit at, you know, and that's why I also think McDavid gave him 2 years. They're like, you know what? The cap is going to go up this year. Find me some players. So we're not sitting on a bunch of million-dollar guys in our bottom six and, you know, get me a little bit of meat on the back end and let's go for a run in that second year. And if we don't, if anybody thinks he's going to the Leafs, you are delusional. You're delusional. This year, have you seen with Matthews, the way he's playing.
Matthews the other night after the booze, he gave the fans the...
He needs to
stop. What is that, the Hulk Hogan? Yeah. I can't hear you.
Yeah.
And then he started to pump up the crowd right after he did it. He probably went, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And then he was like, let's get louder. And then the media writes a story about how much
his relationship, how complicated it is with the fans. It should be. He's hurt. He's got a bad back.
Is Toronto going to run another star out of town? His contract's up in 2 years.
Well, that's just it. Everyone's like, McDavid's going to go join Matthews. Do you think McDavid wants to leave the noise in Edmonton and go to a
He will join Matthews when Gary Bettman expands again to Arizona and they join forces. That's in my crystal ball is what I see in the future for the National Hockey League. McDavid and Matthews together in Arizona with another attempt at hockey in the desert.
Bettman was on with Shannon on the 100% podcast. Him and Millard got into it on expansion, and you could just see Bettman. He was getting so annoyed because they just kept peppering him with expansion questions, and he was like, we've talked too much about the Olympics and expansion. Here we got the, like, look at what our league is doing right now. We got kids on fire. We got McDavid on fire. You got the old dudes on fire, and you want to talk about expanding? What's going on here? And about the ice and... In Italy, he was getting annoyed with Millard. Millard wouldn't let it go. It was funny.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. I don't think it's too difficult to get Gary Bettman annoyed if you are not on his terms of where he wants to
go. You know how I feel about Bettman, but I do find him, his dismissiveness, because he's so smart. I do find his dismissiveness quite often entertaining because he'll shut guys down. And then
smirk on his face when he does it.
But the people he should be talking to are, you know, that are on the same level of intelligence, like Ron McLean. They get into it because then they're butting heads, right? I find that even more entertaining, but he avoids Ron McLean. Yeah,
now he doesn't do those interviews with Ron anymore. I want to know.
This is a World Junior goal song, wasn't it?
2022. Connor Bedard, I think, had this song playing a few times.
It would have been a record number of times.
Hey Baby has been a World Junior goal song. Some of the other ones in the past from the World Juniors. Don't Stop the Party from Pitbull.
Okay.
Was one. Heave Away from the Fables was last year, the year before. Can't Stop.
I'd have to hear that one again.
Can't Stop, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Let Me Clear My Throat, DJ Cool. In 2014, Song 2, Blur.
That's a great tune. That's the Sabres.
That is a great, that's a great pick.
Yeah.
But this year, they have, as we found out last night, after the first goal, we heard what the goal song is.
Sends a required hard shot score! For the Rocket! And the goal song is Courage by the Tragically Hip.
Courage by the Tragically Hip.
I might get used to it. It doesn't jump. It doesn't pop for me. Right? You're kind of in the same boat that that it could have been a better Hip tune.
Can you Scott, can you throw up the Hip catalog, please? 1-877-332-8255. Maybe you think they got it right. Maybe you're a big fan of the Tragically Hip and Courage.
At the 100th Meridian would have been good.
Ooh.
At the 100th Meridian. Which is good, too, because that's about,
well, the great,
yeah, that kind of works. Problem with the Hip is a lot of it is, the lack of a better word, a little esoteric, right? Like he was a poet, right? He was. Poet's not going to work. Blow It High Dough, you like that?
What about Blow It High Dough? You think that's...
This has got a little more punch than Courage.
Yes.
Right?
Woo! Right there. That's where it starts with the woo!
Yeah, I like that. Scotty's got a good point. Scotty, the producer, the whole crowd could do the woo! Yeah, you'd start it there when they score. Yeah, that would have been a good one as well.
1-877-332-8255. You be the DJ for the World Junior Hockey Championship team while they're in the United States for the tournament. Unless you like Courage.
I like that they're repping Canada, though. I like it. They're trying to show some pride, right? Just based on how our relationship is right now with the United States. It's a little tenuous. So it doesn't hurt to go down there with a little bit of Tragically Hip. I like it. I like it. Was it the best song?
Kraut says song two was the Winthirst Pirates goal song in the Triangle Hockey League way back in 1997-ish. 1-877-332-8255. Nico believes it should be the Bleaker song.
Isn't that a band? Isn't Bleaker a band?
Yeah, the song by Bleaker, Let's Go.
Let's Go by Bleaker? I don't know. I'd have to hear that one again. If we have Bleaker in the system, I'm going to have a seizure.
No. Oh, no, two E's. That's a no. We do not have Bleaker in the system, Locker. Neither do we have one of the most famous Billy Joel songs he's ever made.
There's some holes in our library. I'm just going to say that out loud.
1-877-332-8255. The World Junior team. Going with Courage by the Tragically Hip. Does it have to be Canadian?
I like the Canadian angle. I do. I'm not going to lie. We did get this. This is a Canadian angle. I'm not exactly sure if I agree with Dean from Estevan, but Ironic from Alanis Morissette. Why are you looking like that? That's not a good idea. Why do you like that?
I'm
Why is it ironic
it?
To score a goal?
Can we?
Can you look up Ironic from Alanis Morissette?
Ironic from Alanis Morissette. I need to hear it. Is there
it's
something
not
that...
gonna work? This is a bad idea.
You know?
It's
like rain on your
wedding day. It's a free ride. No! When you're already paid. It's a good advice. Now that you just can't take.
I think. No, you ought to know is better from Alanis Morissette. Put that in.
You ought to know?
You ought to know.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a better goal song, I think.
No. Well, he's trying to spell Alanis.
Yeah.
This work?
This one gets a little explicit, to be quite honest.
Yeah, be careful. Don't let this go much further.
We'll be in a theater and yeah.
What about Turn Me Loose, Lover Boy?
Turn Me Loose?
That came in from Luke.
1-877-332-8255. What do you think? We're playing DJ. Unless you like Courage, if you want to say, hey, Courage works, you can say that. Next, but Turn Me Loose, really?
Yeah! Come on, get the red pants on, guys! Reno wore those pants a little too long. I will say that.
Actually, I don't hate that. I actually don't hate that one.
We have no name on this text, but Tom Cochran and Big League?
Big League? I'm not
That's
sure
a little slow. I don't know if that's a good goal song. It's a hockey song.
1-877-332-8255. Tragically Hip Courage. It seems like the goal song they're going with for the World Juniors. Maybe you can recommend the goal song for the Olympic team if... for those suggestions.
There's a bit of a fascination with triumph.
Let's go to Ryan in Saskatoon. Ryan.
It's obvious, guys. Fireworks.
Tragically Hip Fireworks?
Fireworks, okay.
If there's a goal that everyone remembers.
There. Okay, I get you. You held my hand and we walked home the long way. You were loosening my grip on Bobby.
Now, I don't know. Fireworks. That's the wrong part of the song.
That one also gets a little explicit if you're in the wrong spot for fireworks, too.
Yeah.
You have to be careful on that one. When I saw fireworks,
I thought the concept.
I thought Ryan was going to go political. I thought it was Firework by Katy Perry. I was like, no.
No, we don't need that.
We don't need that. Jamie Walker with you here on the Green Zone. Ryan thinks Fireworks, Tragically Hip, is better than Courage. Although Blow It High Dough, I think, is the better hip song.
Yeah.
Doyle and Swift Current play DJ for Team Canada World Juniors. What would the goal song be?
Warrior by Scandal.
Is this an old Patti Smith tune?
No, it's by Scandal. So
I don't know that. I'd have to hear that one, Doyle.
Yeah,
we got to take your word for that one, buddy.
We're gonna have to track that one down.
Yeah, because I know Warrior by Patti Smith, the Warrior.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I know by Scandal. Maybe did Scandal cover that one? And is Scandal a Canadian band? Somebody will text us. We'll get some help on that one.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone.
Nickelback, Burn It to the Ground. We talked about Nickelback.
That's a Canadian. Burn It to the Ground.
I like that. I like that. Fire that off, Scotty.
Okay. The Duke, that's your tune, Duke, is Burn It to the Ground. Why would you go with Nickelback?
It's just an easy win for sure. There's no question that's the song.
Yeah.
Duke, we did have a conversation about this one and about, I mean, it is a little older history, but it might have some political.
We did burn down the White House one time. That's all we're saying. That's
listen, we're not history experts, and most hockey fans there might not remember that, but.
Oh no!
I
took a few history classes. That was my minor. If I didn't get into journalism, was history and poli sci. Yeah,
read about that one. So they might be a little offended.
They might get twitchy. We'll just say that.
1-877-332-8255. What do you think? Can you play DJ for the World Junior team? Can you do better than Courage by the Tragically Hip? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
We figured out that
is Patti Smith,
yeah,
lead singer of Scandal.
I never knew her from Scout. I mean, because her name was so much bigger than the band name, right? And she does. She's not Canadian. She came out of the New York punk scene, but she has Canadian relatives. She's got family from Newfoundland, which is kind of cool in a roundabout way. It's Canadian or a touch of CanCon.
1-877-332-8255.
We're getting a lot of triumph.
Really?
Yeah. We've had like 30 texts for triumph. I don't know. This was a song during the World Series.
This was
in a commercial.
The commercial.
Was it like a cell phone ad or something?
Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of ruined this. I hope they made some money because they ruined the song for me. We got a text for Life
How's
is a Highway.
How'd that go for the Jays, huh? One win short. That's how it went. That's a hex.
Triumph is very popular, though. Triumph, a lot of different songs coming in from Triumph as well. Life is a Highway from Tom Cochran. You like that one?
As a goal song?
I don't know.
Maybe. Life is a...
Got to play the Tom version. Of it. Life is a highway. Oh. I want to ride it all
night long. Producer Scott wearing the retro Ron Francis Hartford Whalers jersey today.
Couple more hip tunes came in.
Big, hard no on this one for a goal song for Canada.
Little Bones and Looking for a Place to Happen. I think Looking for a Place to Happen would be good.
That won't be in our system. Little Bones might be.
Little Bones better be, or I'm leaving.
I don't know if they want to endorse underage drinking at a World Junior Hockey Championship.
Yeah, I think that song is about underage drinking and throwing up.
Yeah.
Good Canadian song.
I think Hockey Canada will take a pass on Little Bones for that one.
Can we just not have Kim Mitchell go for a soda ever for anything?
Whoa, what's with the Kim Mitchell hate? What about patio lanterns?
Oh, that's worse. That is worse.
Actually, I like this. That cowbell, let's go.
Oh, man. Speaking of too many backselling the song too many times.
Oh.
I like Kim.
Go for a soda. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone.